Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The United Way of Marion County has begun their annual campaign. Let's go in depth with board members Peg Misetich, Dee Alexander, Rita Shocker, David Detman, Deb Leppert, Jessica Fritz, Jay Leach, April Verwers, and Chrissy Link. Dee, what does the United Way do?
We receive donations from different companies and individuals. And then we're getting ready to start our campaign for donations. And then in March, we meet with the nonprofit groups here in Iowa, or in Marion County, that apply for funds from us. And then we meet with them and decide who's getting the funds or how much. And then later, those are dispersed.
Okay, and this is a big board. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's great. So people with diverse interests from different parts of the community come together to make the decisions about how to best approach people to ask them to donate for good causes, then distribute the money.
And everyone that is a volunteer on the board is from Marion County. We're always accepting more board members. We try to make a commitment of 6 years on that board. And, you know, if it doesn't work, we can always get out of that, but we try to make a commitment of 6 years.
Sure, because some people are moving on, yep. Moving up in their careers or
yes.
Wherever. Okay, and Peg, you've been on for a while, haven't you?
That's correct. I've been doing it for about 10 years, and over the 10 years, United Way of Marion County has given close to, in the last seven, $500,000 to different nonprofit agencies within Marion County.
$500,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's yes. Pretty amazing.
How many
organizations do you think, ballpark?
Ballpark, over those past 7 years, we've gone from about between 22 to 25 agencies. I mean, it's the same agencies every year applying for funding. So we have a stable group of people, and those agencies they work with one another to help those folks in Marion County needing services, from education to human services to many organizations that need the help.
And so, David, what are some of the organizations that you donate to?
Well, we have a good cross selection of different agencies across the county, and when I say cross selection or cross section, there's agencies that are focused more on the younger age groups. So we've got several preschools, including Building Blocks in Pleasantville, the Families First program. I would probably say that Marion County Special Olympics has probably got a younger clientele as well. Montgomery Street Preschool, the PCGS Creation Street Station program. The Lakeview Camp also works with younger clientele. And then we've got agencies that work on the older end of the spectrum. Helping Hands program, Marion County Senior Nutrition, which is one of our larger donated or supported organizations, and that includes their transportation program as well. Mental health services, you know, things like Crossroads, which does a whole lot of different programming, including this is a time of year where they really get their Christmas toys for tots and clothing drives and gift programs and dinner programs for families throughout the area. You know, the Boy Scouts group, Building Blocks, Christian Opportunity Center, Crisis Intervention Services, Habitat for Humanity, that's another one of our big support groups. Handicapped Equipment Lending Program, we got several agencies that do that. Hospice of Central Iowa, which, you know, is probably a little bit focused on some of the older folks. Helping Hands is one of our largest supported groups as well. Impact is another group that they've changed names over the years, but they've been great, different types of programs that they do, helping a lot of different needs. The JUMP program, the Boy Scouts, Birthright in Knoxville, ACTS, A-C-T-S, which has changed names too. But so many different types of needs that are met that are out there in Marion County, and that's why the United Way is just a great umbrella organization to provide that kind of support across so many different areas and so many different types of needs.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with board members of the Marion County United Way. So, Deb, what did you think about when you heard that list that David just reeled out? What went through your mind as you were listening?
That's part of why I wanted to join and be on the board, is it does cover such a wide range. It's not just focused on one group of people or one organization. It spreads itself out, and we help and designate money for many other different groups, not just one certain particular type, age range, like David said. It's impressive to me the different range that is covered and helped out with United Way.
So Jessica, why did you want to participate on the United Way board?
So we have over 500 employees here at 3M Knoxville, right? And over the course of a year, we have a number of employees that use a lot of the services that United Way helps support in the community. So I think it's really important as a leader in Knoxville to be part of making sure that United Way has the money to designate to those organizations to help people when they need it.
And so you just decided to step up and be a part of the raising funds and making the decision.
Yeah, so for the past 2 years since I've been here, I've been helping with the fundraising at the plant. So every year we do a campaign that we solicit pledges from all of our employees, and then we have some extra activities that we do here at the plant to raise additional funds for United Way. So I've stepped up and helped lead that at the plant over the last 2 years, and I really wanted to get more involved in the actual United Way organization to help understand where that money goes so I can talk more intelligently to our employees about how their pledges are really helping Marion County.
Well, and Jay, we're meeting at 3M, and if I'm remembering right, 3M makes a big commitment each year to the United Way.
3M's had a long history of partnering with the United Way, and we wanted to make sure that the Knoxville 3M facility continued that history in their commitment to Marion County. As was said earlier, a lot of employees at the 3M facility live in Marion County and live and thrive in the communities of Marion County. So it's important that as a company, we are giving back to the communities in which we live and work and play.
Well, and you're giving back in a big way, too. And, you know, and this isn't the only thing that 3M does. I know that they help out the community in a wide variety of ways. But this is something where you all come together and the staff, the employees, you know, give what they can to make the community a better place.
Absolutely. So the campaign that we do here at 3M is 100% volunteer. So we certainly encourage employees to participate some of our charitable giving. We encourage employees to volunteer where they can. But again, we make a strong push for it, but it is 100% volunteer for the employees of the 3M plant.
And April, you've been participating for a while on the board.
That's correct. This is my second term, and Mike Gaffney was the one that asked me if I would take his place, and I was honored to do that. One of the things that I've been trying to do is find people in different areas of Marion County to join our board. So we would like to find somebody from Pella, Pleasantville, and Melcher Dallas. And if anyone was interested in even talking to me, they could call me at 641-891-6567.
Okay, so Pella, Pleasantville, Melcher Dallas.
Correct.
That's where you really need it. And all those communities have organizations that United Way has given to and helped.
Yes.
Okay, so why not have a board representative?
Right, yes, right? Correct.
Okay, and Chrissy, and why are you on the board?
Well, Dr. Baum, that's a simple answer. Because my mother has strong-armed me into doing it. The truth prevails, Dr. Baum.
Your mother, who just spoke, April Verwers.
Yes.
She strong-armed you.
Yes, she is a a tiny but a fierce woman.
You still have bruises?
No, we had to end that a while ago. I'm joking.
Okay. But there has to be a real reason.
Yes, besides
I'm
the stronger
use that email.
Probably. It was the opportunity to give back. I think that there is a certain time in your life when no amount of money can replace a commitment and finding a passion and trying to the proverbial pay it forward. And the thing that I find most beneficial about United Way is you don't have to necessarily, as a donor, pick, do I want to give this amount of money to crisis intervention or to the Boy Scouts or to Hospice of Central Iowa? You can make a donation to the United Way, and then as a board, we're tasked with what amounts to give to those worthy organizations.
Okay, and you're reading the applications, and so you can decide who might need it the most for a particular cause, so you can make that the board can make that decision.
Correct.
For us.
Yeah, and it's one of the harder things that I think that we do. It's not easy, because all of the applicants are worthy of what they're asking for, and all have grand ideas, and all give back to the community, and in different ways, shapes, forms, and sizes. And it's sometimes tough, but I'm honored to do so and privileged to have been strong-armed or asked.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with board members of the Marion County United Way. And Peg, you've got a big goal this year. Can you share it?
Yeah, our goal this year is $100,000 to raise in this campaign of 2017 through the generous donation of companies like 3M, having plant pushes to help us raise that goal, along with Cargill does a very nice job for us. Nationwide Insurance is another. We can't say enough about them. Wells Fargo and Principal, plus even the individual businesses within Marion County, all work together to help us reach that goal. We have individuals that can mail us a check at any point. We never turn down anything at Marion County United Way, P.O. Box 577, Knoxville, Iowa 50138. But I think it's very important for those that hear this and donate is that the board members are all volunteer, and they take the job of being stewards of the money that is given very seriously. And though Christy says it is a difficult decision, it is the challenge that they take on, and I do believe it is a privilege. I've sat here 10 years, and I've watched the struggles and the conversation, and they do it with a heavy conscience and do a wonderful job for it. I've met a lot of wonderful people sitting here, and I think the public should know that people take the job seriously, and they're doing a wonderful job at being stewards of their money.
Okay, and I think I remember the post office box 577?
Correct.
All right, so I know everything else.
That's it.
Code. All we have to remember is 577 and to write a check. I bet it doesn't matter how small.
No, we'll take anything. Okay.
Why should people give?
I think, you know, in a world where sometimes we're so divided and we don't see the things of where maybe we are helping thy neighbor, I can tell you in Marion County, people are doing that. So if you've ever thought, you know, if giving to my church is enough, or am I really helping out, or how do I make a difference, or where can I send my money to make a difference, the United Way is a wonderful option for you. As Chrissy said, what we do is we pool that money together, and we make a difference to about the 20 to 25 agencies a year that apply to us. Some years it's more. So I just think it's a wonderful tool people have, and maybe not utilized enough. So hopefully with this, people will understand it is a great option for them.
And this is all tax deductible, right,
people? Right. Yeah, the United Way, all of the agencies that we support through the generous contributions from the various people, these are all going to nonprofits, and these are all agencies that are deemed worthy, and so everything that is donated is tax deductible. It's a great charitable contribution, and again, it's a great umbrella organization. As Peg said, the label, the name of the organization we have is United Way, and it is the United Way to support, and it is tax deductible, all these great organizations for Marion County.
And it's the time to do it now before we enter into the new year. It can be part of this tax cycle.
It can be, you know, with the goal of getting a tax contribution, a deductible contribution. It certainly can be with a spirit of Thanksgiving, certainly can be with a spirit of Christmas, all of those kinds of motives, whatever values people have. You know, again, it can be a specific organization. People are able to make designated contributions. So if you want to funnel all of the money to a certain organization through us, you can do that. United Way has an extremely low overhead, under 6% in terms of all of our operational expenses. So it's a great way to do that. And again, it is tax deductible.
The principal advantage of giving to the United Way is that it gives you an opportunity to contribute once, but reach many organizations, all of which have a proven track record of contributing to the success of healthy communities and the organizations that we partner with.
Like Dave mentioned earlier, the organizations that we supply the money to, we're reaching people from preschool age to our elderly here in Marion County to like Special Olympics, anybody that's in need of that. It's not just one group of people that benefit from these donations.
Thanks to Peg Misetich, Dee Alexander, Rita Shocker, David Detman, Deb Leppert, Jessica Fritz, Jay Leach, April Verwers, and Chrissy Link for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.